Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and funds director at UBP, and today we are discussing a successful launch. Markets and sector neutral, the Longshore Japan Corporate Governance Strategy was successfully launched on the 14th of July 2020 with 13 long positions and 60 shorts. Following the launch, the gross exposure quickly approached the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained at plus minus 1%, and net exposure for each sector has been consistently maintained at plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. The portfolio has an equal target weighting of 3.3% for all the long positions and an equal target weight of 1.67 for each of the shorts. As of today, August 7th, assets under management stood at $65 million. Despite the difficult market conditions during the fourth week of July, the strategy put in a steady performance, generating a positive return during each of the last 3 weeks of July. And as of today, August 7th, the total return for the 4 week period was 2.3%, and volatility was 4% based on daily gross returns. Nine of the sectors made positive contribution to performance, whereas only three sectors made negative contributions. Transport, chemicals and machinery were the top positive contributors, whereas real estate, tech and media and materials were negative contributors. The automotive sector made a neutral contribution. This market neutral strategy was launched during a range bound market, which moved within a plus minus 2% range over the previous months and for the first 2 weeks after launch. However, the last week of the month saw the market shifting to a risk off stance, with the Japan market falling for four straight days and losing 5%. Market volatility also rose at the end of the month, as many companies reported their April to June quarterly earnings. Materials, transport, and the automotive sectors were worst hit, whereas healthcare and staples held up relatively better. The Japanese yen rose for 7 days in a row, gaining 1.5% against the US dollar. We expect consensus estimates to start to rise as the real economy slowly recovers. It is highly likely that forecast revisions for the Japanese equity market will be greater than in other developed countries, given Japan's high sensitivity to changes in the global economy. It will be important to keep track of developments surrounding COVID-19, given the current lack of short-term catalysts for both upside and downside movements. We expect share prices to recover slowly, along with the economy, until the end of the year. We are very glad to see investors' appetite for long-short strategies recovering. Given the overall market conditions, and more particularly those in Japan, we believe this strategy is well-suited to benefit from corporate governance reforms. Indeed, the widening gap comes from proactive companies becoming much better, reactive companies showing moderate improvements, and obstructive companies refusing to change and improve their governance structures. Intuitively, we would expect to find that companies with better governance structures would show better performance metrics than companies with poor governance structures. Our understanding of Japanese corporate governance reforms confirms that this is indeed the case and that this trend will last for a long time. Furthermore, our analysis shows that widening governance differences are resulting in a greater performance metric dispersion. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.